Utah has one. So does Colorado. Now New Hampshire has one too. Can you guess? It's an ice castle. The giant frozen structure is now open to the public at Loon Mountain in north central New Hampshire. It's taken Mother Nature and 20 workers about a month to turn tons of homemade icicles into a glacial maze of frozen caverns and clear blue coliseums. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, New Hampshire Public Radio's Sean Hurley took a tour of the castle and sent us this postcard.
Between the rushing river and the railroad tracks at the base of Loon Mountain is a sharply rising fortress made entirely of icicles. The 15-foot-high outer walls are studded with frozen spears and enclose a maze-like acre of walking paths and tunnels. Corey Livingood, who's in charge of the castle construction, says the central towers will continue to rise all winter long.
Now this area, this is our tunnels. We'll be working over the next week to start arching some of these over to close them in. This area is going to be really cool. It's a tower called our Coliseum. It's actually a series of six towers. And this is going to be one of the areas we really build on a lot throughout the winter that'll continue going up.
40 to 60 feet high in places. The finished castle will have waterfalls and slides, fire areas, and a throne made entirely of icicles. At night, the castle will glow with hundreds of ice-trapped colored lights.
I try to describe it as best as possible. You know, we grow icicles, we hand-pick them, we hand-place them in a latticework or around sprinkler heads. On the outside, I describe it as, it looks kind of like a waterfall, splashing down and forming its own ice formations. And inside the tunnels, it looks more like an ice cave, like the inside of a glacier. It's very smooth, clear blue ice.
Still, words and even photographs don't capture this alien world. The Utah man who came up with this method for building ice castles, Brent Christensen, says it's easier to build a castle than describe one.
It's hard to describe in a way because it's unique and it's different. There's no context to really set it in other than maybe seeing like going inside of a glacier or maybe a frozen landscape on a different planet.
While Christensen's always loved sculpting and inventing, he never expected to find his life's work while doing the things he loved in his own backyard.
Well, it was actually quite by accident. The kids and I would go out in the yard, and we were playing and making snow forts. We had this big mound of ice growing in the backyard, and somewhere, a little bit into the project, they started piecing icicles and found out that you can really direct the growth of the structure that way. And we had a lot of people stop by. You know, people drive by and take pictures.
When the news crews and professional photographers arrived, Christensen realized he was onto something. In 2009, he built his first ice castle at a resort in Midway, Utah. This year, he's got nearly 100 people in Utah, Colorado, and here in New Hampshire, growing and pasting icicles one by one into towers and slot canyons, higher and higher, until, as Corey Livingood says, the sun says no.
I like that it melts. I'm a big fan of temporary art. I think it's really cool to see the thing go through its life process.
And that's how Livingood sees it. Temporary art. Despite the hard hats on the workers and the blueprints in the construction shack, Livingood creates his castle with the obsessive fervor of an artist.
I lose track of time, and I don't eat. I don't drink as much as I should, and I've gotten phone calls around 4 in the morning before from my girlfriend saying, "Are you coming home at all tonight?"
Like all works of art, it's hard not to touch the intricate icicle towers. It's also difficult, apparently, not to eat them.
Also, this year, we don't want people eating them. In the past, we've used municipal water. Like I said, this year it's coming from a brook. So this year, it's probably not the best idea to eat the icicles.
Another problem, Christensen says, is getting certain people to leave.
Photographers may be in the ice castles literally all day.
Photographers can capture each castle's intricate beauty and complexity, something both Christensen and Livingood say they almost always fail to describe themselves. And when they're at a loss for words, they'll often direct people to YouTube.
One of the things that has kind of followed us is Lindsay Sterling's YouTube video, Crystallize. It's got like 80 million views at this point or something. It's just gone completely viral. But there's a lot of people on the East Coast who have seen that video. And when I tell them that we built that castle, they get really excited.
From a pasted icicle fort in his backyard he made with his kids, Christensen has fashioned a cool and chilly empire of ice castles. Or, as Living Good puts it, more plainly,
we give ice a place to grow.
For Here and Now, I'm Sean Hurley at Loon Mountain in New Hampshire.